City council meeting for Tuesday, May 4, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Let's pray. That the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Throughout all the challenges, the mountains we've been climbing for the last year, Lord, you have been with us the entire way. You give us courage, you give us boldness, and with you, we know we are safe. So we are thankful. You are a trusted friend, and what a friend we have when we have Jesus. So we thank you. On this national day of celebrating our teachers, Lord, we are just want to say thank you to our teachers, our staff, our bus drivers, our lunchroom workers, everyone at the school. But we're thankful for teachers. We all, no matter what age we are, we can remember what teachers have made on our lives. And we are here today because of a teacher. So we thank you for them. And we thank you for our schools. Thank you for our school resource officers who help keep them safe and provide a safe learning environment. Be with us tonight. Lead and guide and direct us in everything we do for this city, that we will bring people closer to each other and closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Silver.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor
Kent. Here. Motion concerning tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda that's written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting of the whole, 4-6-21. Any objections to reading the minutes of the way? Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections, amendments to approve the written. Any announcements to our council?
Yes. Jerry, you got one?
No.
Okay. I would first like to introduce one of the young, not really one of the young students, one of the awesome students in our community, Ms. Sophie Sands, if you wouldn't mind coming up. Sophie wrote a poem, and I'm going to let you tell her, let her tell you about her poem, and she's going to read it to us. It's a short one, and it caught my attention on Facebook about the city of Orange Beach.
Amen.
Tell us who you are, what grade you're in, and what award you won or recognition for your poem.
So I'm Sophie Sands, and I attend Orange Beach High School. I'm a sophomore there. And for the Orange Beach Poetry Contest, I wrote about Orange Beach, my home, and I won honorable mention.
Excellent.
So, home. Home, the place where I belong, where the sand meets the shore and the sun shines all day long. It's what it's known for. Home is where I grew up and met my best friends. It's also where we went boating every weekend. Home is where we say War Eagle with pride and where the Makos reside. Home is where we travel by golf cart and know the intercoastal by heart. Home is where everybody knows everyone and football holds number one. Home holds a special place in my heart and will always be a part of me. Home is Orange Beach.
Perfect, Sophie. Congratulations.
Would you all
Sophie.
Let us get a copy of that?
Yes,
so we might frame it?
Yes, sir.
Put it in City Hall.
Yes, sir.
We'd like that. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you. Sophie, great work, Sophie.
Hey, Sophie, I understand that you're kind of camera shy and all this, but you did a great job. Not only did you recite it very well, but that came from your heart.
Yes.
And it shows. So congratulations. And thank you so much for thinking about it. Such a great place we all live in. Thank you. Thank you.
And continue to keep writing.
Thanks. Exactly. With a good mom and dad.
Yes.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks for all y'all doing.
Thank you.
For having us.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Just a couple things, Mayor. I know we've got a whole slate of events happening on our Gulf Coast this weekend. Bloom Fest in Foley, NCAA Beach Volleyball, Atlantic Shores, a lot of things happening in Orange Beach. But this Thursday night, doors open at 5:30 at the Event Center. We have the Ironman Outdoor Ministries that's coming back. They're having a banquet Thursday night down at the Event Center. They're taking Wounded Warriors out fishing Friday. Is this the third year Greg's been doing this?
I think so. I think third year. For this particular event. But they've been very active in the area for many years. I've been participating with their children's groups.
Yes. This is a branch off. Yes. So the doors will open at 5:30. Seats are $50 for a seat. Banquet, he's got a performer coming, Derek Johnson Country. He was the first Wounded Warrior to chart billboards. So there's tables available and seats still available. So great food, great entertainment, but also it's to recognize the Wounded Warriors. So there'll be a good group of there, and then they're going to go out fishing Friday.
If I can comment real quick, I've been affiliated with this group for several years now, and I can tell you from personal experience, they do what they say they're going to do, and they go above and beyond with that. I've attended their youth, special needs youth hunts, and participated with them with their wounded veteran hunts that we do typically the weekend after the youth special needs youth hunt. And then they've done the catfish roundup at Gulf State Park, where I've seen as many as a couple of hundred special needs kids attend that event at one time, and they just go all out. And even at the special needs youth hunt, they give away track chairs to the kids who are in most need, who have the least mobility. Those things cost, $13,000-$15,000 a piece. So they really put their money where their mouth is. That's been my experience with them.
Great
opportunity.
That's it, Mayor.
One more. Ms. Frances Hoke, I sort of recognize you being in the audience. Ms. Frances will be running for state representative next year. Qualifying will start soon. So welcome. Glad to have you here tonight.
And I like them.
Alan, who do you not like?
Exactly.
I don't think he meant it that. She meant it that way. I think she meant he likes all females. He hopes when he sits next to him and says that.
Well, what are you going to say at that
moment? How much do you like her? I'm sure she will accept a donation to her campus. There is a cost. All right. Anybody else? Good job. And thank you for running. Appreciate you. Yeah, I'm trying to get on to the difficult stuff last. So, anybody else?
Get the good stuff first.
Well, good stuff, I guess. Canal Road, we hope, will be finished, or very close to finish this week. There may be a few driveways that will be lagging, but for the most part, we think, short of 40 days and 40 nights of rain, I think we're going to get it done. So, contracts have been very easy to work with and worked really hard in a very difficult situation. So, anything you want to add to that, Kit?
Well, there will be, because of the need to improve the intersections and the driveways, as the mayor mentioned, there will still be intermittent lane closures to do those improvements. And then we're going to have the D-cell lane that's going to be constructed into Cypress Village. And we're also going to be redoing the driveway into the school. So there may be some intermittent lane closures, but it's going to be nothing like what we've been dealing with over the past year. So this is a big day for me and a big day for Orange Beach when we complete this project. I am so excited.
And then we'll start on the east side.
The other thing I want to mention is, I don't think we're going to begin that till fall.
Oh, good.
Because of...
Let me say that again. East Canal Road will not begin till the very earliest fall.
Yes, because there's so much we didn't realize till we really got into the Restore Federal Council review process. That they're reviewing documents throughout over and over and over again, and there's just a lot of documents that we have to put together because it's a federally funded project. So I think we've heard too from people that have spoken to me, and I believe maybe you may have heard also, people want a break from what we've been dealing with on West Canal Road. And so after the busy summer season, it's better that we, you know, start it then and give people a little break so that, that we can calm down on the roads. But there was something else I was going to say. I can't remember what I was going to say. I forgot. But anyway, yeah, I'm very excited about that road. That project will take about 15 months. And the good thing about starting it in the fall is it's only going to impact one summer season. It might be a little longer than 15 months, but if we had started it earlier, then it would have impacted two summer seasons.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kit.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest, set within the budget, and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
Okay, moving on to finished business and ordinance is the second reading. Ordinance to amend Restate Chapter 66, City of Orange Beach, Rights of Way Construction Administration.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? New business, Ms. Lennis?
I think I have to call roll on that. I'm sorry.
You do.
Yeah. Right. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Henn?
Yes. Ms. Lennis, new business. Approval of a special events liquor license, event concessions, Muscadine, Bloodline, Main Street, The Wharf.
Move to approve for liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval restaurant retail liquor license, WBL Orange Beach, Wolf Bay Beachside, Pringle Beach Resort.
Move to drop the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, sir. Randy Hillman, are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Randy would like to give us an update on the Younger and anything else, any other questions you might have about the business.
Real quickly, just a point of personal privilege, I want to thank you for Charlene Haber. She had a pretty tough diagnosis a little while ago. She had a pretty major surgery last week. Prognosis is good, so she could not be here, but I wanted to thank y'all for what you've done. And you may want to take a moment to reach out to her because she's going to have a little struggle coming up. So, anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Please let her know we appreciate Wolfpack.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, this is where Finn and Ford is.
Finn and Ford is.
That's a good place to be.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution. Resolution authorized execution of memorandum of agreement. Escambia Baldwin County's Federal Transit Administration, 530-07 funds. Pensacola, Alabama, urbanized area.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the franchise. Southern Container Company. Remove, dispose of commercial solid waste. Remove, transport, construction, demolition, debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the franchise renewal. We Ride LLC, operate a taxi service. Orange Beach.
Move to adopt a resolution for And We Ride LLC. It is AAA in me.
I didn't know what that was. That was Spanish or something, so I won't skip it. I didn't think anybody noticed, Jeff.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing franchise renewal for Floralbama, Old Salt, operated taxi service, city limits, police jurisdiction, city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the city of Orange Beach as surplus, unneeded, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor, we're going to put this on gov deals or whatever, or are we going to donate this to, have we?
Yeah, some things are gov deals, some things are too old and will be just thrown away. I think like the two display cases from the museum, and then I think, yeah, there's a few different disposals, but yeah, we'll put what we can on GovDeals.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of software license agreement. Biz, Jeff?
Oh, I don't have my glasses on.
Bizodo.
Thank you. Seamless Cops Digital Form Processing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Nothing goes unrewarded, but. Resolution awarding the bid for pest control, various city facilities, BB's pest termite, per unit pricing for maximum term of 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? BB's is a great company, a local company. All of them did nothing to give back to our community, so I'm so glad to that. I appreciate it very much.
Very competitive pricing.
Good.
Thank you, BB.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement with Cellular South, doing business as C Spire Business Voice Data Communications.
Tell me to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a revised not to exceed $12,935,100 for Crowley Gulf debris clearance, sand and reclamation service related to Hurricane Sally response.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Crowley Gulf was a godsend.
Yeah.
Yes. They put us first, took care of this city in ways I haven't seen many companies do. And I know we appreciate them, and I hope the city of Orange Beach appreciate them. But it's also a sad day that Mr. Ramsey, the owner, passed away. And he was a good friend to Orange Beach, but his family is will continue on. But I'm just telling you, Crowley Gulf made a lot of things happen to us, and I want to thank them over and over again.
Mayor, I was having dinner at Cobalt last week, and I walked up, and a guy was sitting there talking about how it had friends in. And I said, you would not believe how this city cleaned up after Sally. It makes that the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. And so it's still going around.
Good to hear. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution authorizing the execution of a task order, Thompson Consulting Services, provide additional debris monitoring, emergency management planning, disaster grant consulting services, Hurricane Sally, $471,814.20.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution authorizing the assignment of a lease agreement with Intercom Wireless Management for a wireless communications tower.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to move and store a donated piano. Performing Arts Center, not to exceed $2,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will adjourn and immediately go to the committee of the whole.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You got anything? Got this?
Okay. They asked us a little while ago if there's any way that can be adopted for tonight. They said they're trying to get.
We just adopted.
They just did.
Okay. We did.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
But the mayor's still not signing it tonight.
I hear you. Well, we put in the resolution. It's still subject to city council. I was on the phone with them just a little while ago, and they said to let y'all know how much they appreciate you getting it on the agenda quickly and approving that for them.
All right. Thank you all for your help, Paul.
Sure. Committee of the Whole, Tuesday, May 4, 2021, called order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Waters?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Consideration of the previous minutes from regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 4-2021 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, we're scheduling June 1st council meeting to June 8th. Everybody's good with that?
Okay.
Memorial Day being that first Monday, so a lot of people may be traveling out of town, so we're going to move it back a week. Under resolutions, I'm going to read them all and y'all stop me if you need me to. The resolution authorizing execution of a sub-award grant agreement Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, Restore Act, State Expenditure Plan, Alabama Point Seawall Repair, Resolution Authorizing the Franchise for ABM Waste Management, Commercial Solid Waste, Move Transport Construction Demolitions Debris, Resolution Authorizing a License Agreement with Baldwin County Board of Education of the City to use school property to temporarily locate Fire Station Number 5. Resolution authorizing a license agreement with Baldwin County Board of Education, Orange Beach Elementary School, city property, temporarily locate portable classrooms. We are getting an addition to our elementary school. We're growing so quickly, we've outgrown it. So thank you, Board of Education. We appreciate that. So, all right, moving to ordinances. Public hearing, land use buffering screening, May 18th. Public hearing. Zoning ordinance, Carib Seaside PUD, May 18th. Public hearing, Carib PUD modification, Hang 10 helicopters. Public hearing, ordinance amending number 172, Sunset Park PUD modification, May 18th. Are y'all good with all that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions on anything? Okay, if not, then we'll open the floor. Anybody got anything more to say, comment, complaints? Anybody on Facebook?
Nope.
Nothing?
Hang on, one just came through.
21 minutes.
One more. Asking about Jubilee Point Road, checking on it. It's become a point of environmental investigation.
So is it Ms. Whitehead?
It is.
Ms. Whitehead, hello. Glad you're watching.
This is Mayberry, right?
This is the topic. I know my neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
So this went to the county, and it made it from the county on a numbering system, and I believe we looked at it today, and we were number 14 on the list, and it'll go to funding for the state, and I have obtained a copy of who's receiving it at the state, and I will reach out to them and ask them what the chances are of this getting approved. And so each of you know Jubilee Point, when you turn off Marina Road, it floods every time we get high water. It's done that since I moved here 20 years ago. There's just some concern with some of the neighbors, and it could help it to be raised. It's still going to flood in the back portion of the neighborhood, but to put it in perspective, every single person in the neighborhood lost their cars in Sally because we couldn't get them out after money came. We weren't expecting it raised so fast, and this would probably help some of us be able to get our cars out in an emergency situation. So, and there were a lot of cars lost in there.
We projected to just raise that section of road. What about Illinois and all that other?
Well,
we're going to create a trap. And what are we talking about raising it?
How much?
Just the box culvert?
Where the water is on both sides?
Yeah.
So it comes in on the sides?
Yeah.
On the south side? Just raising that. It's going to help with about a foot of, because the rest of the streets don't flood. By the time the rest of the streets get water, you're probably 16, 18 inches at the bridge.
Yeah.
There's a low spot.
That's right.
And if we can alleviate that low spot, mm-hmm. It's not going to cause a bowl. It's still going to come in from other areas, mm-hmm. but it will at least allow people to get their cars out.
Right now, the roads out in that neighborhood serve as the receivers of the front yards of drainage.
Sure.
We can't raise those roads
no.
without causing drainage problems. But that crossing, which is lower than the majority of the roads, as Councilman Boyd said, it's much lower than the roads, and it's an issue of emergency response, in addition to the people not being able to get on and off the island. I do think there may be, if for some reason the HMGP funds are not available, there may be some other funding opportunities that are available. I think the estimate was around $300,000. So, you know, it's not that intimidating of a project in consideration of the benefit that comes from doing that project. So
talking about box culvert like you designed down at Gulf Bay Road, that type, pull that culvert out?
No, that's the reason why it's only $300,000. If it was a box culvert,
yeah.
it would be a lot more expensive. What we see in that situation is you've got open flow to the east and to the west of that crossing. So there's really no need to replace the culverts because it's not causing flooding east or west of there, but it's strictly a matter of raising that road up. I think the existing culverts are of sufficient capacity that can handle the flow.
And their condition seems to be okay for that.
There's a lot of requests from people to me to replace the culvert, but it's for water flow on normal basis. It's not to have to do with the flooding.
Yeah. So. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
National Day of Prayer.
Oh, Thursday.
That's right.
Thank you for that.
I knew
there was something. Thank you.
That's
that. 1 o'clock.
Thursday at the Heart Center.
Noon. 12 to 1.
Weather permitting on the lawn on the back side of the art center.
Yes.
If it's raining, we'll go inside.
There you go.
It's supposed to be a pretty day.
Okay. But if no one asks, then I'm going to tell you, are we going in executive session? Good.
We're not.
Great. Wonderful. Okay. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.